In this bulletin, Novak Djokovic to remain in immigration detention until Monday as the legal challenge on his visa cancellation continues. The Northern Territory imposes stay-at-home orders for the unvaccinated. And in sport, COVID-19 brings the women's Ashes forward a week, leaving them only a three-day training camp. With the latest SBS News, I'm Assam Al-Ghalib. The legal challenge mounted by Novak Djokovic will continue until Monday, with the tennis star to remain in hotel quarantine in the meantime. The Federal Circuit Court in Melbourne has begun to hear the case on the decision to cancel his visa and have placed him in immigration detention before he is deported out of the country. A full hearing is set for 10 a.m. between the legal teams for Djokovic and Home Affairs Minister Karen Andrews. The issues considered by the court include whether Djokovic could be moved to a hotel with a tennis court so he can practice, and whether the visa and immigration detention can be resolved by Tuesday, when Tennis Australia says it needs to know whether the world number one can compete for scheduling purposes. Meanwhile, supporters of Novak Djokovic have gathered outside Melbourne's Park Hotel, where he is being held. Refugee advocates also gathered at the venue, which has been the site of a recent COVID outbreak involving staff and detained asylum seekers. Slobodan Benjo in Melbourne, who was not at the Park Hotel protest, says a number of Serbian Australians are disappointed with the Australian government's treatment of Djokovic.
As a member of the Serbian community, I'm in touch with other members from the community, and they're all upset because he came here, it's a 20 hours long flight, and then all of a sudden the government is not letting him in. This tells you more about the government rather than about Novak Djokovic, because the government is making decisions which are not consistent.
The Northern Territory has imposed stay-at-home orders on the unvaccinated in a bid to contain the further spread of COVID-19. A snap territory-wide lockout will remain in place until midday on Monday. It will impact the unvaccinated, who cannot travel more than 30 kilometers from their home unless one of three exemptions apply. These include medical treatment, including COVID-19 testing or vaccination, for essential goods and services such as groceries, and to provide care to a vulnerable family member or person who cannot support themselves. It comes as the territory recorded its highest daily COVID-19 tally of 256 new cases. NT Chief Minister Michael Gunner says tougher measures are needed to contain the spread of the virus.
Remember, these restrictions only apply to those who are not fully vaccinated. There has been plenty of time for people to get vaccinated. People who are not fully vaccinated present the greatest risk of spreading the virus and are the most at risk of becoming seriously ill if they get the virus. The fully vaccinated are free to continue to go about their lives as long as they comply with the territory-wide mask mandate.
President Joe Biden has remarked on the first anniversary of the violent 6th of January attack on the Capitol building in Washington, D.C. He was expected to call former President Donald Trump out directly by name in his remarks from Statuary Hall, but did not.
It's not about whether I'm president or she's vice president. It's about the system and about somebody who decides to put himself above everything. And but I did not want to turn it into a contemporary political battle between me and the president. It's way beyond that.
The U.S. president says in order for the country to heal from the deadly insurrection that left scars on the nation's democratic system, it has to recognize the extent of the wound, deal with it, and move on. Moments earlier, Mr. Biden forcefully condemned Mr. Trump's election big lie that sparked the deadly breach of the Capitol by his supporters and continues to motivate deep national division. And now to sport. Australian players will enter the women's Ashes after just a three-day camp as COVID-19 restrictions force the series to be brought forward a week. The T20s will now start the multi-format series on January 20 before the Test and the one-day internationals. Australia's players will enter an isolation period before entering camp on the 17th of January. There will be no matches in Sydney, owing to logistical reasons, with players avoiding a visit to what has become the coronavirus hotspot of Australia. And now for a look at today's weather. Perth, very hot and sunny, 38. Adelaide, a shower or two, 23. Melbourne, Humid, showers, possible storm, 28. Hobart, rain, a late storm is likely, 25. Canberra, showers, possible storm, 26. Wollongong, a shower or two, 25. The same for Sydney, 29. Newcastle, partly cloudy, 30. Brisbane, showers, 27. Cairns, partly cloudy, 34. The same for Darwin, a top of 34.